Welcome to the GERS Update, your weekly news and information report. I'm Lorraine Morton, Public Information Officer and Director of Communication and Member Education for the Government Employees Retirement System. The GERS is pleased to announce that the annual benefit statements as of December 31, 2018 are now available for Tier 1 members and may be accessed by logging into your member self-service account. For your information, the benefit statement is a document produced annually which provides an estimated value of your pension at your retirement age. It also details the employer and employee contributions paid and what was expected to be paid based on your years of service and employment history. Note that if you are awaiting a prior service evaluation, the benefit statement is an excellent tool with current information based on your official personal records. To access your statement, visit the GERS website at www.usbigers.com. It is important to note that your statement is only an estimate and is not a guaranteed statement of entitlement. Before making any decisions about your retirement, consult with one of our benefits analysts. Also, should any information appear inaccurate, such as your date of birth, your start date, or if a NOPA is missing, kindly forward your information to your HR office, who will assist in transmitting the correct information to the GERS. For step-by-step instructions on how to log in, visit our YouTube channel at Government Employees Retirement System of the U.S. Virgin Islands to view our member self-service instructional video. Note that Tier 2 benefit statements are not available at this time. However, every effort is being made to make this a reality. A press release and other means of communication will be issued to advise when those statements are available. In the meantime, we thank you for your patience and your understanding and look forward to serving you in the very near future. In the regular business meeting of the GERS Board held on Thursday, February 28th, the Board approved the fiscal year 2019 budget in the amount of $16.13 million. This includes administration and operations, facility property management, and capital outlay. Mr. Nibbs reported the following. GERS is in receipt of the central government's deduction files and payments through February 14, 2019, and the GVI, Department of Finance, is posted up to payday February 14 as well. The number of retirees as of the February 15 payroll, 8,597. Total annuity payments for the period October 1, 2018 to February 15, 2019, $93.3 million. This includes pensioners and disability annuitants. The number of retirees added to the payroll for the period October 1, 2018 to February 15, 2019, 191. The number of retirees added to the February 15th payroll, 10. The number of retirees expected to be placed on the February 28th payroll, 22. Retirees deleted from payroll between October 1, 2018 and February 15, 2019, 110. The gross annuity payroll for February 15, 10.4 million. The number of retirement applications from January 1 to present, 22. 6 from the St. Croix District, 16 from the St. Thomas St. John District. For the month of January 2019, a total of 29 refunds have been processed in the amount of $406,820.21. These refunds represent regular refunds, service credit purchase overpayments, employer contribution reimbursements, and erroneous deductions. Mr. Nibbs further reported that activity in our member loans portfolio as of January 31st, there are 3,766 personal loans. That's 105 units less since December 31st. There are 1,734 retiree loans, 51 units less since December 31st. The auto construction home improvement and land loans remain the same since last month. The administrator made the following appearances. January 27th through the 30th, attended the NCBRS Legislative Conference in Washington, D.C. February 6th, met with Mr. Davies at the university regarding potential investment opportunities. February 8th, met with WICO Management and the Havensite Mall Oversight Committee regarding Gourmet Gallery. February 19th, met with the governor and actuaries. February 20th, met with the 33rd legislature for GERS orientation. February 21st, meeting with the VI Inspector General. February 23rd, guest appearance on Jamila Russell's show. February 25th, evidentiary hearing in district court regarding GERS versus GBI. February 26th, press release issued regarding the availability of the 2018 annual benefit statement. February 27th, guest on Holland Redfield show. And February 27th, attended the Carambola Northwest LLC board meeting. As reported by our acting CFO, total collections for the month of January 2019, $22.2 million. Total disbursements, $23.1 million, for a shortfall of $948,750. Year-to-date fiscal 2019 collections through January, $59.3 million. Year-to-date fiscal 2019 disbursements, $95.7 million, giving us a year-to-date shortfall of $36.4 million. As reported by our investment officer regarding our portfolio, the total planned market value as of January 31, 2019, $630.7 million. This amount excludes member loans and the GERS office complexes. The plan returned 2.6% for the month of January and underperformed its benchmark by 3.3%. The plan returned 2.6% year-to-date and outperformed the benchmark by 3.3%. And now for our upcoming events. The retiree pay dates for the month of March are the 15th and the 29th. There will be a financial literacy workshop on March 6th on St. Thomas and March 13th on St. Croix. This all-day interactive workshop is aimed at empowering members to take a more active role in developing a financial life plan. Both workshops are full. However, for more information or to pre-register for a future workshop, give us a call at 776-7703 or 718-5480. We invite you to tune in next week, same time, same place, for another GERS update. In the meantime, visit us at www.usbigers.com. Follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for tuning in.